Okay, we're seeing the Earth in the black and white. It's filling up about one-third of the screen vertically. Looking good. Okay, we got on the color now. Looking beautiful. Okay, we've got the North Pole over to the upper right-hand corner, the right-hand edge of our screen. Do you have a commentary from up there, Ten?
Yeah, okay. It looks like the North Pole and most of Russia is covered with clouds. The United States is pretty much wide open. In fact, the solar subpoint is right over the Gulf of Mexico now.
Roger, Ten. Can you give us a narrow beam on the high-gain antenna?
Okay, Houston, I've got the full zoom on it so you can see we're quite a bit further away today than we were yesterday.
Yes, indeed.
In fact, what you see there is a little bigger than we actually see it since I have the full zoom on it. If you look to the south, you can see all of South America there, and west of the Andes, it's clear.
All right, Roger.
And in the tropical rainforest over Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, you can see the clouds that hang over there all the time. But notice how clear it is west of the Andes.
All right, Roger, we can see that on the left of our screen. The land masses don't seem to stand out quite as clearly today as they did yesterday.
That's correct. And a lot due to the cloud coverage, and also you can see nighttime moving over Europe now. You have a real weird cloud formation coming around now. Just a minute, let me get a refocus.
It's a real peculiar looking cloud swirl that comes off of what looks like about Labrador. It goes all the way across the ocean into Europe.
I'm having a little harder time holding it today because of the narrow beam that we have with the zoom lens. We're out at maximum zoom now.
Roger, it's coming in very nicely here. Would you confirm you're in the exterior on ALC?
Right, we're exterior on ALC.
Thank you.
I'll open it up to about a 55 millimeter and show you exactly how it appears to us.
Roger,
there's a lot of clouds down there, Dave.
We're standing by for your zoom out to show you the relative size that it appears to you.
Okay, right. Right there is about how the Earth appears to us now in size. We've made a few miles since yesterday.
Yes, indeed. Roger, we show you about 115,000 nautical miles out here in our plot. Looks like about halfway.
Yeah, how are the colors coming in today, Bruce?
Oh, the colors are coming in beautifully. I'm amazed at the fidelity. The sea seems to reproduce the same color from day to day, so it looks like you got a pretty stable piece of equipment.
Okay, again, you can see Baja.